Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar with 14 plus years of experience into healthcare management and operations. Today we'll be dealing with the fifth chapter, ensuring regulatory compliance in revenue cycle management. Let's start with introduction of regulatory compliance. Regulatory compliance ensures safety and efficiency in healthcare. It involves adhering to laws, guidelines and standards set by the government and other entities. The compliance covers the treatment protocols and cleanliness, financial practices and patent practices. Essentially for patient safety and organization efficiency and data security. Understanding the following rule is crucial for healthcare providers and administrators. Why regulatory compliance matters? Regulatory compliance basically is for privacy, which ensures confidentiality of health information. It builds trust among the healthcare providers and patients, enhancing the patient satisfaction. It also helps in providing financial penalties, illegal issues, damages, organization reputations. It demonstrates the commitment and ethical practice with quality care. It also helps in improving the overall healthcare outcomes and patient experience. The key parts of regulatory compliance. There are laws, rules, policies, procedures, teachings and training. Also checking and fixing the mistakes with use of technology. What are laws? Basically, the laws are the compliances which adheres to the various levels of privacy, billing, fraud, policies such as which have clear guidelines to maintain the consistency and accountability. Teachings which helps in regulating the staff with awareness and competency of the following regulations. It helps in fixing the mistakes and helps in audits and reviews of the identifications. It uses the proper technology, the streamlining of the process and enhancing of the compliance efforts. What are the challenges which are faced by this compliance rules basically? The complexity of the rules are basically integrated with the subject of frequent changes. Integration issues among the systems, the compatibility issues between the different software systems can lead to errors. Resources constraint. Most of the time the resources which are there based on the infrastructure or training protocols face the challenges, or probably the rules and regulations face the challenges to understand the resource constraint. Data security concern. Protection of the patient's data from breach, cyber threats is the major challenge. Managing relationship with the third party vendors. Every third party vendors have a different complexity among the external partners, which can be a complex structure. Navigating the regulatory challenges. There are three different parts into it. Proactive measures, investigating into staff training, basically the technology upgrades or the compliances, so the monitoring of the staff. Strategic planning. How exactly the prioritization of the regular compliance efforts and allocating the resource effectively are being planned. Fostering the culture or the compliances of it by promoting accountability as well as the ethical behavior across the organization. Collaboration, communication, basically understanding how exactly the communication part or of the stakeholders or the external partners has been taking place. The continuous improvement among how the mistakes are being taken into consideration, how the adaptability of the all regulatory challenges are being taken into consideration, and how the countermeasures for that are being taken into consideration. Let's understand what exactly is the introduction for the regulations of the revenue cycle. Healthcare regulation profoundly influences the revenue cycle management. Revenue cycle management encompasses the financial process from the patient scheduling to the payment of the risk. Compliance with the regulation is critical for financial stability and patient care. Understanding the regular requirements helps the organization to navigate through complex healthcare environments. It adheres to the regulation of foster of the trust of the patient as well as for the stakeholders. Patient registration and scheduling. Regulations like HIPAA mandate accurate patient information collection. Patient privacy must be maintained during the registration and scheduling. Healthcare organization must follow specific guidelines to secure and protect the patient's data. It also helps in registration of the regulation of the ensures confidentiality and data integration. There has to be a proper training and protocols for the staff to involve into registration as well as scheduling of the appointment of the patient. What exactly happens with regulation process and everything? The insurance verification and eligibility The duplication process for this is basically regulated. Along with that, there is a confirmation of insurance information also providing the non-emergency services, as in what are the services which are not required by the insurance compliance. Compliance with insurance verification, which ensures the patient has the accountable cover for the particular service which the patient is trying to cover. This accurate information regarding what are the billing errors would be, or how the claims could be denied in during the process. Also, there has to be a clear communication channels between providers and the payers to facilitate the insurance verification process efficiently. Documentation and medical coding. If accurate documentation and coding are the mandate of the healthcare regulations, guidelines like ICD and CPT codes must be followed for proper billing and reimbursement. In India, basically, we go ahead with ICD codes. Currently, ICD-10 and ICD-11 are used on regular basis. Though documentation is essential for accurate coding and billing, proper training or documentation of the coding standards is crucial for healthcare staff. What exactly the documentations would be required, and how exactly it would be required, and what training is required, is to be taken into consideration while proper training and documentation of the coding. The compliances and documentation regulations reduces the billing and discrepancy for the auditors. Billing claims and submissions. There are certain regulations governed by the government for claim submissions as well as for coding. Non-compliance, which can lead to claims denied or delayed payment or penalties. There has to be complete understanding of billing regulation, which is completely timely for the timely reimbursement. The clear billing policies and procedures helps to promote compliances and transparency. There has to be effective communication between billing department and the clinical staff, which would help to enhance the billing accuracy as well as to reduce the claim denials and non-payments or penalties for that purpose. Accounts receivable and management and compliance monitoring. See, accounts basically received for the management involves lot of tracking outstanding the balance as well as unpaid amounts. The compliance monitoring and auditing has to ensure the adherence between regulatory requirements. These requirements could be on a different levels. It could be financial penalties, legal sanctions, reputation damage, anything. It could lead to any of these compliances. There has to be robust internal controls which would help in auditing process to mitigate the compliance risk. Regular staff training and education programs to reinforce the compliance standard as well as the best practice which have been followed across the healthcare industry has to be followed. There has to be continuous training on upgradations of the insurance material or upgradations of the insurance tracking or accounts, basically to know how exactly the tariffs or the non-billable amounts are being sanctioned into the process. Introduction to the healthcare regulation and revenue cycle also has various regulations specifically shaped for the revenue cycle in the healthcare. The revenue cycle encompasses the financial transactions related to patient care. The compliances are basically crucial for financial stability and patient quality care. Understanding the key regulation between the healthcare organization navigate the complex operations, which helps into understand and smoothify the healthcare organizations' complex behavior into our revenue cycle management. It also adheres to the regulation of the foster of the patient's trust and ensures privacy and security amongst the patient. What are the HIPAA compliances basically act which has been enforced? HIPAA is basically the American Association Act which has been formed or regularized in India. India is in terms with government to have its own law which would be formed and probably been circulated across India in 2025. The law would be on the guidelines of HIPAA compliance itself. The HIPAA ensures the confidentiality, integrity and availability of the protected health information. The compliance of HIPAA safeguards the patient's data from unauthorized access and disclosures. Regulation also extends beyond patient's registration, billing and claim process. HIPAA compliance is critical to maintain patient's privacy throughout the revenue cycle, as well as healthcare organizations must implement some measures to secure the and protect the patient's information. There is an act which has been which compromises to access the affordability healthcare coverage and improve the quality healthcare. It is called ACA, Affordability Care Act. The key provision of this Insurance Coverage Act is to act with the compliance with ACA regulations, which ensures the insurance verifications and claim process is up to the mark. Healthcare organizations align to this practice with the ACA requirement for any reimbursement process or claim cashless processes. ACA promotes the transparency of all the accounts in healthcare transactions. Now, what happens basically in ACA and Medicare Access and SIPA Regulation Act? MCRA is basically value-based reimbursement process structures and quality payment programs. So what happens is ACA is completely based on the quality of the care or probably essential care which has been needed. MARCA is regulating on value-based reimbursement. So whether the patient would need that particular care or probably the care might be additional services given to the primary care. So compliance with MCRA requires adaptation of value-based care practices and performance improvement. Just to give a minute example of it is during orthopedic surgery comprises of a ACA care, whereas physiotherapy department or physiotherapy care is coming under MARCA guidelines. So healthcare organizations must demonstrate the quality of care delivery for maximum reimbursement. So understanding why exactly this care is required and what would be the outcome, what would be the patient's outcome on their particular care is important. So the coordination while controlling the cost as well as aiming to give the maximum benefit to the patient is what MARCA would go ahead. Electronic Health Record Initiative Program. Electronic health record basically promotes the adaptation and meaningful use of certified EHR technology. It complies increases achieving objects like electronic prescriptions as well as health information exchange. There is certified EHR technology which announces the patient care and coordination with clinical documentation. Healthcare organizations must utilize all electronic health records to improve the information exchange as well as clinical work. The meaningful use of EHR enhances the quality care as well as supports the data interoperability. The Hi-Tech Act. Hi-Tech Act is basically only used for understanding the healthcare quality, and the regulations are basically for interoperability standards and privacy safeguarding. The compliance requires a solution which would be clinically which would help in clinical workflows as well as help in clinical data security. The healthcare organization must protect the patient's privacy and support the data exchange. So every department or every department of the healthcare basically has to have a data exchange done in a smooth manner. So each data which has been exchanged interdepartmentally has to be privately and securely exchanged from one department to another. To ensure the safety of this and patients' data security, Hi-Tech Act aims to provide the healthcare efficiency, safety, and patient outcomes in a similar way. This anti-kickback statutes or START law, which has been done by American government, the federal law basically prohibits financial arrangement that may influence patient care decisions. India is currently not having any of such laws, or probably in near future, probably after 5 to 10 years down the line, might have such kinds of law where compliances with anti-kickback statutes or START law, which would prevent fraud and conflict of the interest, would be introduced. Currently, India goes ahead with the ombudsman status. Healthcare organizations must ensure that financial relationship between regulatory provisions as well as the patient's data security is safeguarded. The safe harbor provision and exceptions outline permissible arrangements. There are regulations basically to uphold integrity, transparency in the healthcare transactions. Indian healthcare regulations overview. India's healthcare regulations govern the clinical establishment, drug and data privacy. The regulation ensures legal, ethical standards, patient safety and quality of care. State level regulations vary covering the state standards of care as well as licensing procedures. Medical Council oversees the medical practices standards and enforces the disciplinary measures. Compliance with the Indian regulation is essential for maintaining legal, ethical integrity of the clinical practices. So mainly the law of Indian healthcare is only regulated for the clinical establishments and drugs, drug-related privacies. There are hospitals which are subject to having laws governed by the establishment, operations and safety. The law is basically due to safety, infrastructure and corporate governance. It ensures safety and efficiency of legal integrity of the healthcare facility. Regulatory frameworks address the diverse aspect of hospital operations and commissioning. The law is basically to promote safety, legal compliance and the quality of the service delivered to the patient. It is nothing related to how the regulatory effect for the revenue cycle management would deal with. The importance of regulatory compliance helps us to understand what exactly are the essentials for healthcare organization to ensure the compliances. This compliance mitigates risk, optimizing financial performance, enhancing the patient quality care. It also adheres to the regulations for fostering patient privacy, support value-based care and drives positive outcomes. Proactive compliance efforts and alignment with regulatory standards would promote operational excellence. Healthcare organizations must navigate the evolving of regulatory landscape to achieve long-term success. Introduction to HIPAA compliance. Currently, Indian government is going ahead with how exactly the HIPAA compliance would be introduced into the Indian Act of Insurance. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act and Safeguarding Patients' Privacy with Data Security is important for that purpose. Also, with the compliances of how the protection of the health information could be shared, understanding how exactly it is crucial for the patients and the healthcare providers to understand the information of the healthcare providers, as well as how exactly the flow of the data for patients to the any security hack could be generated. There are to be compliances basically depending on how the specific rules and guidelines for the patient's information could be taken into consideration. The importance of HIPAA compliance. These are basically understanding how the patient's privacy has been shared, safeguarding the patient's right and limiting the access for the health information, understanding unauthorized access to the patient's information through security measures, and building in the patient's trust by providing by ensuring the confidentiality and the compliance fostered into it. Having any legal consequences of this with fines, penalties and reputation damage for the healthcare providers. Also, there is a compliance for maintaining the patient confidentiality and healthcare service providers' integrity. The key components of HIPAA are basically due to privacy rules, which are governed with the patient's health information as well as the control and the confidentiality. There are some security measures basically taken into consideration with electronic protected health information through administration, physical as well as technical safeguardings. Breach notification, basically understanding how exactly the home healthcare services or the services related to notifying the individual or data breaches are to be covered out there. It also outlines the procedures for investigating the complaints and imposing penalties for non-compliance of following this particular HIPAA rules for safeguarding of the patient's information. So understanding what exactly the HIPAA compliance would comprise of, there is a privacy rule which is given as a prime importance. Security rule, basically whatever the information the patient has been sharing is kept secure. Enforcement rule, to understand whatever the security measures the HIPAA has taken into consideration are being followed by the insurance company, healthcare providers in a proper way. So there are some enforcement rules. There is unique identification rules for identifying the patient's information in a unique way. So every individual or every person coming into the healthcare system are being identified in a unique manner with unique identification number or a unique identification code which has been generated by the healthcare provider. So there is a transaction code or a set rules which are been given by HIPAA to understand the compliances and take care of the billing system or revenue management cycle of insurance. So what exactly these privacy rules are? Patient control, which grants the rights to assess their medical records and control the disclosure of their information. There is a limitation provided for that. There is a strict rule guidelines which are been using and sharing with all the healthcare providers. There are limits to the use of the disclosure of primary healthcare information to the minimum necessary intended purpose, so that there is no misuse of the information which has been provided. While providing this information to another sources, there is a notice which has been provided, and this is a privacy notice which has been entitled, which has been provided to all the privacy practices explaining the rights under the HIPAA. There are some security rules, the policies and the procedures to manage the security measures, which includes the risk of the assessment and the workflows training. There are some measures to control the facilities, workstations, electronic media containing the primary healthcare information. Use of technologies like accessing the control, encryption of the protected primary health information of the patients. Agreements with the business associate to ensure that in compliance with HIPAA security standards are being done in a proper way. Along with that, there is a breach notification rule. If at all there is a breach in the information which is being provided, there is a timely notification which has been given, which covered the entities must notify affected individual as well as the healthcare system within 60 days of discovering the breach. The content of the notification, what kind of breach has happened, the type of information involved into it, what kind of steps are being taken to protect their information, and also if there is a large breach which happens where major of the information gets shared with the more number of people. So number of people affected with this, it could be 500 or more individual, are reported with a media outlets and a healthcare secretary notifying the breach information, what exactly the breach information is being leaked and to what content it has been breached. There are some HIPAA enforcement rules. After the breach, there is some investigation compliance. So there is an OCR investigation compliance alleging to violation of HIPAA rules. What exactly attempt are to be resolved for the voluntary compliances agreement. There are some penalties which are being given for the violators who may face civil monetary penalties or corrective action plans or criminal penalties which are being ensured on them. There are some penalties which are being given across the entities with compliances to HIPAA rules, where the license are being disbarred or probably they are not supposed to go ahead with any security measures or any compliances in 5 to 10 years or more than that for that purpose. There are some employee training which happens if there is a small breach into it. So there is continuous training which happens to the healthcare providers as well as staff to understand what exactly their risks are and how exactly their responsibilities are. There is a risk assessment done on a regular basis which helps to identify the vulnerability of the information which has been shared. Also the threats which patients' information if shared could arise. There are some security policies and procedures which are to be implemented to access the information, encrypt the information and protection of the information. There are some business agreements to ensure that all the regulations related to HIPAA compliance are being done through an external vendor or a third party vendor. There are continuous audits and monitoring systems which are being done through different vendors or probably healthcare providers to know the compliances and the area of improvement for that particular segments. What are the key compliance into HIPAA compliance? So, as we discussed earlier, the privacy which entitles the responsibility to keep the personal health record as a security, there has to be some rules basically how the information related to the personal health records are being kept into the compliance. So how exactly the files are saved, how unauthorized access to transit or storage is being taken into consideration. What exactly the breach conduct or notification rules would have, or how exactly breach notification would go ahead with the patient, and what are the safety rules to protect the identification and can be used to analyze and improve the safety. So there has to be complete continuous training or upgradations of the technologies or upgradation of the rules which has to take place. So that safety rule has to be implemented in the compliances.